This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Mark Goldman, commentator and partner at Goldman McCormick PR, is with us today, and we always love when Mark brings us cutting edge stories, breaking news stories happening all over this world, in the world of cannabis and CBD. And Mark Goldman, welcome.
Such a pleasure to be here again. Thank you.
The hot news stories and trends happening in the world of CBD, cannabis, farmers, you name it, we have it. So let it
all
rip,
stuff,
as they say.
Right.
All the good stuff. All the good stuff. Yes. Stuff.
So the first big news story today, Frankie, farmers could soon start planting seeds for recreational marijuana in New York. This is extremely, extremely exciting for me, being a New Yorker, as you're fully well aware of. Anyway, a bill designed to provide temporary licenses to hemp growers for recreational marijuana is still waiting for the governor in New York's signature. After being passed by the state legislature just recently on February 16th, the president of the New York Cannabis Association, Growers and Processors Association, pardon me, said he expects it to become law. The bill would allow hemp farmers to grow adult-use cannabis after applying for a conditional cultivation license through the State Office of Cannabis Management. Really, really kind of interesting here. Those in the cannabis industry, Frankie, are saying that this is an important tool to jumpstart New York's legal market and make sure there is enough product to meet demand. And I got to be honest with you, here in New York, there are a lot of people utilizing hemp and CBD and marijuana.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else underneath the sun. So
you think?
Really,
you think?
And, do this right away. Absolutely. You know, so that's a good thing.
Okay. I think that's very exciting.
The important thing here, too, is the growing season is really coming up. That's, I guess, kind of in the spring. And Alan Gandelman, he's the president of the New York Cannabis Growers and Process Association, said if they did not, they'd need to do it right now, and they need to get all of these laws, like, really to happen so all the farmers don't miss this growing season, because it's huge for them, and this will really bring in a lot of money to the farmers, to the association, and to many other people. So they really need to pass this law right away so these farmers can make some additional income.
So what are the chances of this happening right away, Mark, in your opinion?
You know, in my opinion, the governor is getting things done. She's signing off on a lot of different things, good things, bad things, all things. And, you know, I'm just really praying for everybody that this is going to get done, especially for these great farmers we have here in New York.
I hope so. I hope so, because they deserve to get a little something at this point. They really do. So hopefully you'll keep us posted in the next few weeks, because this has to happen immediately, correct?
Absolutely. The growing season really starts in about 2 months, which is, you know, about end of March, beginning of April. That's when it kind of gets a little bit warmer here in New York, the New York metro area. And they really just need to start growing these seeds so the product could be around for everybody.
Well, and I think, yeah, I absolutely think so. I think it's going to be really good, really, really good. And good luck, Alan, president of New York Cannabis Growers and Processors. We ought to get Alan on.
Absolutely. I agree with you. He sounds like
all right, we'll do a
man.
Yeah, let's get a segment going, you and me and Alan. That'll be fun. Okay, good. We'll do that. We'll do that soon.
Absolutely.
The next story I think is so interesting, Mark, because Kentucky, one would think that the Kentucky area has been growing longer than most states. And so this is an interesting story. So tell us about your second story about Kentucky. The
you
great
know,
state of Kentucky.
I kind of feel silly a little bit about this already, because I thought these were one of the states that was, you know, that marijuana was legalized, to be honest with you. Frankie, three Kentucky Democrats, including a top party official in the state Senate, have unveiled sweeping bills to end cannabis prohibition by legalizing, pardon me, sales to adults over 21, which is a good thing, establishing a medical marijuana program for registered patients, and expunging past convictions that the sponsors say they should have never been charged with in the first place. Very, very interesting all around. The Democratic sponsors of the new bill said at a press conference just recently, Frankie, that their plan would allow the state to catch up 37 others that already allow patients to access medical marijuana, establish a new revenue stream for the state and local governments, and also free law enforcement to focus on more really, you know, serious crimes. I agree with this 100%, as you're well aware of. I think anybody who's ever got busted and that they're in jail for, you know, some marijuana or a joint or whatever else is absolutely ridiculous. They should let these people go as long as they don't have, you know, big criminal records with them already and do the right thing. So Kentucky, I give it major, major props here. They're going for it all.
What I find so interesting about this, Mark, is that Kentucky were true pioneers for hemp farming. And they are the leaders. Everybody, all the pilot programs from the major firms, and here we have a bill. It's just the irony of this. You know, Kentucky Democrats are now trying to make it legal. It's so interesting, isn't it? The juxtaposition of this cannabis is so much bigger than all of us.
Absolutely, 100%. It's definitely great. I'm happy the sponsors of the new bills are really, you know, going forward with this. It's super important. Medical marijuana should be legalized everywhere. It's so helpful to so many people, children, adults, you know, alike. They're all, you know, again, it's also going to establish a new revenue stream for the state and local
governments. Yes, so absolutely.
And free the law enforcement to focus on, you know, serious crimes, murders, and horrible things, not just smoking and joint, you know?
Because so many people talk about this. It's just absolute ridiculousness. But I want to jump to story number four, because this is such a – I find this story to be – because the NFL has been spending money on Black Lives Matter, on initiatives to help with community – and they're giving $1 million. Tell us the story, the next story. I find it almost insulting that they're doing so little, but I guess every little bit does help. But tell us the story.
Well, keep in mind, the NFL is a non-for-profit, right? So she, I can't say that out loud. Anyway, the NFL, Frankie, is awarding $1 million to study marijuana pain management and concussion protection for players. So, you know, you got to kind of give it to the NFL a little. It's not a great deal of money when it comes down to things, but hey, they're starting something. So the NFL just announced that it was going to authorize $1 million in grants for a pair of studies looking into the efficiency of marijuana and its components in managing football players' pain and providing neuroprotection from concussions. I mean, this is really, really big news.
Well, that's why I'm a little disappointed in the amount of money they're putting toward this, because if they were really serious about it, Mark, don't you think the check would have been a larger check, maybe something like $5 to $10 million? Let's get this going. Let's really see if cannabis can help with concussion protocol.
You know what? Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. They have so much money this week. I mean, $1 million. What is that, like half a commercial?
Exactly, on Sunday. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
My point. That's exactly my point.
NFL, Frankie, and the league's players union first previewed the funding plan in June, and they emphasized how strong the interest among players and other stakeholders in exploring the therapeutic benefits of cannabinoids, CBD, particularly as an alternative to opiate painkillers. I mean, I could have told you that years ago. I don't know if they need a study for this. Hey, how about they give you and I $1 million, and we just tell them that medical marijuana is definitely better than opioids and painkillers, right? Seems like
they're using the University of California, San Diego, which is great, and then the University of Regina in Canada. Why couldn't they have spent more money in America?
I agree with you 100%. You know, it's $500,000 in America and $500,000 in Canada. It's really not a lot of money. They should have really spent it all in the United States. I agree with you 100%. It's ridiculous. And you know what? I don't really think they need to spend any money. For $100, I'll tell them this. Not even a million.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'll do it for nothing, Mark. I'll do it for nothing. Wait, one of the things that you were saying, Mark, that nearly one in ten new Missouri jobs came from medical marijuana industry in 2021?
Absolutely. Nearly one out of every 10 jobs that were created in Missouri last year came from the state's medical marijuana industry, according to analysis of state labor data that was released by a trade group just recently. I mean, I think this is fascinating. And we've been saying this for years, Frankie. Anyway, the cannabis sector added almost 7,000 new jobs, which is about 10% of 77,000-plus jobs that the Missouri Department of Labor tracked for 2021 overall. The Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association said just recently. The group combined the Labor Department figures with separate data from the Missouri Department of Health and Human Services that showed it issued 6,596 state agent ID cards that people need to work in the cannabis industry. McCone Trade said that all but a few of those 100 cards have been issued since retail sales commenced in late 2020, which is pretty interesting. The group also noted, Frankie, that the state had registered nearly 170,000 medical cannabis patients, and sales of marijuana products exceeded $200 million last year alone. Regulators had said so far they authorized about 300 cannabis businesses, including dispensaries, manufacturers, and cultivators. I mean,
good for them. Good for them.
Absolutely.
Good for them.
It's great.
Absolutely good for them. I love that. I love that. And they also were saying, Mark, that Missouri is living up to its promises. And so, and this is what this is why this story is so important for all of us, because Mark Goldman.
Yes.
This is the answer for communities that are struggling. They are paying back. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with Mark Goldman. Goldman McCormick PR. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agent.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey, and we're learning about all of these fabulous stories all over the country because Mark Goldman is always on the pulse of cutting edge of what is new and happening in the world of CBD and cannabis. And Mark Goldman, for those of you just joining us, partner at Goldman McCormick PR, goldmanmccormick.com. Mark also has a personal... I'd like to throw this in because people may... not realize that this, the reason why you're so into all of these stories is for your own personal use, because you have Tourette's, and many people may not know that because you do not sound like you have tics or any kind of an issue. So tell us a little bit about how you've been managing your Tourette's all these years.
Well, you know what? Thank you for bringing that up. You know what? I obviously utilize regular medication, but I also utilize marijuana, which helps me de-stress and kind of helps me get through the day. It's wonderful. Right now, I use recreational as opposed to medical, but as soon as it's available in New York State for Tourette's and for other things such as some neurological symptoms, I will definitely be going that route. It's helped me out, and it's helped so many people I know out with a number of different situations and medical matters.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm so glad you're sharing that, because a lot of people may have issues and may not realize that CBD can be so helpful. It really can. Okay, I know that you are very excited about Colorado's first pot lounge. Oh, do tell the details.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You have no idea. I cannot wait to go to Colorado now. I've been in Amsterdam and then had a lot of these lounges. And, it's a fantastic time. So Adams County in Colorado, their officials have approved a marijuana micro-dispensary and an entertainment venue, paving the way for Colorado's first licensed consumption lounge that would also sell marijuana products. This is Jed's Smokehouse has been pursuing approval for the county's Liquor and Marijuana Licensing Authority Board since last summer, and finally received the final go-ahead during a virtual public meeting on February 16th, not so long ago here. One of the smoke ventilation systems and some of the electronic features are completed. The new pot lounge, mini market, and music venue could be open as soon as February 25th, people are saying, if not slightly later, according to the owner, Joshua Davis. This is the first of its kind in Colorado. Jazz Hospitality and Micro Sales License will enable the lounge to sell limited amounts of marijuana flower, concentrate, and edibles to patrons who can consume the products inside or even on a private backyard patio. Marijuana consumption devices such as pipes, bongs, vaporizers, and joint papers will also be available for rent and purchases. You know what? Again, just going back to Amsterdam when I was there, I went to some great music venues. I went to some jazz lounges and great rock clubs, and this was all legal, and they had space cakes and brownies, and, just it was a great time. So you could smoke, you do, take an out, do whatever you want, and, listen to a great band. So Colorado really has it going on here, and hopefully they open them all over the country.
I think that one of the things that strikes me about this story is how normal it is for people to go in and do what they want to do and be able to use their, whatever device they want to get their cannabis. I mean, I just think it's a great story for options. People need to have options in life. We need options.
You know what, Frankie? I think a lot of people are doing this regardless. You know, they're thinking maybe they're card penning or vaporizer or whatever it might be, or even edible. But now, you know, it'll be legal. It'll be great. And people can do it out in the open instead of hiding things. And it's really a win-win for everybody. And, you know, it just adds to the fun.
It certainly does. Okay, so we're going to end with a story that you obviously are bringing to our attention. So go ahead and tell us about the new survey of young people that was done in Spain.
Wow, you know what? I am a little surprised you went to this story, but boy, am I happy. All right, so young people, Frankie, who use marijuana have better orgasms and sexual function. People now, Frankie, who smoke marijuana and drink alcohol have better orgasms and overall sexual function than their peers who abstain or use less, a new study in Spain recently concluded. Wow, you know what? Now I feel I have to go to Spain and to Colorado, Frankie. Because of the existing scientific literature on the impact of drinking and drug use on sexual functioning is contradictory, finding both benefits and harms. A team of researchers of a university out in Spain designed this new study to analyze their effect with three commonly used surveys to detect potential risky drinking and cannabis use, as well as changes to one's sexual functioning. You know what? I am so happy with this study, and I got to be honest with you. My sexual function is a lot more fun.
I think this is, I have to tell you, first of all, Spain has always been cutting edge. They really have. Israel and Spain have been the leaders. And I'm not surprised that Spain would spend the money to do this study. You know, these studies are a lot of money, by the way. I don't know who funded this one, but there's a lot of money. But from January to June 2020, researchers assisted and looked at 185 females and 89 males between the ages of 18 and 30, who were either regular cannabis or alcohol users or non-users, excluding those who used other substances. So I think it's fascinating and interesting at the same time, but what it also does is it shows the difference in the mores of Europe than America. Because do you really think for one second that money would be spent on a study like this in this country? I find it doubtful.
You know what? I kind of wish they used some older Americans, Long Island, New York area, to help with the study.
I'm sure you did. Oh my gosh!
You
well,
know,
we,
I
we've
even
covered
paid for that one.
We've covered the gamut today from Missouri to the NFL with their meager $1 million. The more I think about that story, the more it even irritates me, to ending it off with Spain. So we've covered the world, round the globe. We certainly have, and it's always so much fun to do it with Mark Goldman. Mark Goldman from the wonderful GoldmanMcCormick.com. We thank you, as always, for adding to the show and contributing. We love having you as a contributor. We have to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue, and great information on the other side, really. Rena has some tremendous information you're all going to love. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hepanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer,
This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Educational Odyssey, and we welcome back Rena Greenberg. Rena Greenberg has a degree in biopsychology and has over 30 years of experience in health and wellness. She is the author of the book CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You, yes, you should be asking. And Rena, welcome back. Let me go back to your life, because you have been helping men and women able to lose weight, and you've been working with clients for years and years. What led you to jump into the world of CBD?
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and thanks for asking. Yeah, so I have been doing health and wellness for the last 30 years. I got my start when I actually got very sick at a very young age. I actually had a heart attack at the age of 26, and that began my search for health, really mental, physical, emotional health. And I had the real blessing not only to get myself healthy, but to be able to share that with hundreds of thousands of people in a program that I then developed that was reviewed and sponsored in over 75 hospitals and 100 major corporations. And so I was doing that for decades, traveling and giving my a wellness program and helping people to lose weight, mostly stop smoking through the power of the mind with hypnosis and behavior modification. And then how I got into the world of CBD was really by chance. Here I was helping people with addiction, and so I was very careful about any substances, personally, yes, in my own life. And then in about 4 or 5 years ago, I ended up, I had been diagnosed with glaucoma, and it was going in the wrong direction. My ophthalmologist was saying to me, I was going to need surgery or increased medications, which I did not want to do. So I began searching, what could I do naturally to help with the glaucoma? And I heard about CBD, but my first response, like so many people before we really are able to get educated, I thought, oh no, I don't want to get high. I don't want to deal with anything that could be addictive. But then I began doing the research and I saw CBD is actually, it does not get you high. It's the medicinal component of the cannabis plant. And plus, I was pretty desperate, too. I had no other real choices for the glaucoma that I naturally. So I began to use CBD, medical-grade CBD. And to my surprise, and I was thrilled, my eye pressures went down. My glaucoma was now completely in check. My ophthalmologist said, I don't know what you've been doing. It's a miracle. You're not going to need surgery. You're not going to need more medication.
How long did that take? Tell us how long that was.
It actually didn't take long at all, Frankie. I mean, it was within a couple of months that I just started taking the CBD every day. I was taking it orally. People say, did you put it in your eye? No. I was taking it orally. But the biggest thing that happened for me was all the side benefits, aside from the glaucoma becoming in check, was that fact that now all of a sudden I'm sleeping better, my hormones feel regulated, my blood sugar was more balanced, I had more energy, happier mood. And
this is such a great story. This is such a great story on so many fronts. So everybody wants to know, how much did you take? How often did you take it? Tell us how your protocol evolved.
Right. Well, I didn't plan to, but within a very short time, I ended up actually creating my own product, because when I looked to the CBD market, I saw there was so much marketing deception and confusion, what to get. So
yes.
I ended up, you know, I So I wanted to create something with medical grade, full spectrum CBD, and I did. And to answer your question, for glaucoma, the research is really showing, which is also proven for myself, 25 to 40 milligrams of full spectrum a day is really a very good dose. And that seemed to be what worked to bring my eye pressures down.
And so did you take it throughout the day, Rena?
Yeah, I would. I would take, you know, because I'm such a lightweight, so I would take small doses throughout the day, maybe 10 milligrams, four times a day. And that seemed to really be manageable in every way, and then also give me all those side benefits.
I'm loving this story on so many fronts, because
this is such a great, it's like a Cinderella story. Here you have this issue with your eyes, and then you find, you read and you find that, oh yeah, maybe CBD might be helpful, and you experiment on yourself, and a few months later, you have amazing, amazing results. And the side benefits are also extraordinary. So where are you today in your journey, and how long ago was that?
That was probably around 2017, the middle of 2017. And where I am now today, it's just, I am every day, I'm blown away by the incredible stories I hear from people who are benefiting from real, authentic, medical-grade CBD, especially for pain. You know, I'm fortunate that most of the time I don't experience a lot of physical pain, but boy, when I have, with a tooth abscess and then, you know, a couple times thrown out my back, and it's amazing how the CBD can help. And so I hear that now almost daily. You know, I get emails from people, especially people using the 1,000-milligram CBD pain relief cream, and I love that. But equally, Frankie, I hear from people that say, oh, I tried CBD, it didn't work. And
yes,
that really breaks my heart. And that's why I actually wrote a book, which I'm actually even giving away free for a limited time, because it really explains to people, wherever they buy their CBD, whether it's in a dispensary, online, at a store, people need to be informed. They need to know what to look for, because there's still a lot of confusion. And unfortunately, with no real regulation, people have to know what needs to be in their CBD for it to be effective.
So one of the things that we talk about on this show all the time is the benefits of this miraculous plant, all aspects of the plant. But one of my biggest complaints, and we've talked extensively about this, Rena, is that there has really not been a whole lot done since the government wanted information about, from all of the companies, about CBD. We are still waiting for guidelines. We're still waiting for information. And then until that happens, we as the public are duped every day, because you may be picking up a bottle of just pure hemp oil that does not have CBD in it, and you would not know.
Exactly. I agree, Frankie. And the biggest thing is, everyone shops on Amazon. I love Amazon, but the problem is it's extremely deceiving on Amazon, because Amazon forbids the sale of CBD or any cannabinoid. And as a seller on Amazon, when you agree to the terms and conditions, I know, because I also have a store on Amazon, my CBD products are not on Amazon because it would be illegal to do so. However, when you search on Amazon CBD oil, oh, so many products pop up. But as you said, so the prices look great, $19.99, $29.99. But for a small bottle of just oil, I mean, like, could you imagine getting a small bottle of olive oil, 1 ounce, for $19.99? So it is. It's terrible to see people being duped like that.
Oh, it really is. It really is. And Rena, tell us about your book. So how will your book help people, and how do they get it for free?
Yeah, the way the book helps people is it really outline exactly, really from A to Z, as you say, you know, what to look for when buying CBD. And in the book, I have a lot of diagrams. So I actually show how to read. We hear a lot about certificate of analysis. We know that a good CBD product should have a QR code on the label that leads directly to a certificate of analysis. That is a third-party test that verifies that the correct amount of CBD is in the bottle, what other cannabinoids, what are the terpenes. Also, is it pure? Are there pesticides, metals, microbes? We want to see that all. All that information should be on the manufacturer's website via a QR code on the label. So in this book, I'm actually showing how to read the COA, because what if you don't understand how to read them to make sure?
Exactly. This is so wonderful that you're doing this. The book is free. before we run off to a break, we don't have a whole lot of time left before we take a quick break. Tell us where people can get the free book and more information about your product line and all those things that you're doing, Rena.
Sure. It's renasorganic.com. So R-E-N-A-S and then the word organic.com.
Wonderful. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Very exciting to have Rena with us today. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I just love doing the show because I'm Frankie Boyer because we get so much information that really can change lives. And imagine listening today and you are someone that has something wrong with your eyes. Imagine having something so simple as taking a little bit of CBD throughout the day can change your condition. That's exactly what happened with Rena. She is back with us today. Renasorganic.com is the website where you will also get a free book. And the book it's just such an important book because it's called CBD for Health and Wellness, Questions You Should Be Asking. And Rena, welcome back, Rena Greenberg.
Thank you, Frankie. It's great to be here with you.
So as a health practitioner, and you have been teaching about lifestyle, good lifestyle habits, correct? You've been...
Yes, exactly.
This is what your whole background has been about for decades. And yes. All of a sudden, this plant changed your life. In a way that you weren't even expecting.
No, I was really shocked, to be honest. And it's amazing and it's wonderful. I mean, there's so many wonderful herbs and plants, but to see how many benefits people get from CBD when they're taking full spectrum, authentic, you know, medical grade CBD. And that's because what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, they may ask, how can CBD work for so many things? Well, it's because the body has an endocannabinoid system in the body, and the cells and the receptor cells are literally from head to toe. So when we ingest CBD, which is a phytocannabinoid, a plant cannabinoid, it really helps keep the body's endocannabinoids, the endogenous cannabinoids that the body creates, it keeps them in the system longer. So one of those endocannabinoids is anandamide, which literally means the bliss molecule. But typically there are enzymes in the body, the FAAH enzyme, which degrades the anandamide. And studies are showing that the CBD keeps the anandamide in the body longer. So we literally feel more bliss. We feel happier. And our body feels happier too. We have less pain. We sleep better. We feel more balanced, happier mood. It's really a wonderful gift of nature.
You know, Rena, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking all of a sudden I remembered your early story, and you were very young and you had something wrong with you and they couldn't find it. Finally a hospital found it and it was your heart. So a lot of people are wondering if I have pre-existing issues going on, if I have heart disease, if I have diabetes, will CBD be able to help me?
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, obviously each person, depending on their situation, their condition, should always check with their doctor. And sometimes people say to me, yeah, but will doctors even know about CBD? Fortunately, more and more doctors, of course, are hearing about CBD, and many of them are taking the time to research it. So you can find a doctor who's knowledgeable, even a veterinarian. I have a customer who just the other day contacted me about her pet, wanting to get a dose of the CBD for her pet, but the cat has really bad cancer. So I really wasn't, you know, I said, you need to really speak to your veterinarian. She came back and told me exactly the dose that her vet suggested. So I love knowing that more and more health practitioners are understanding that people need access to alternatives to pharmaceuticals, and they're sharing that information. As far as whether you're on drugs, I have a whole chapter in my book about medications, and if you're on a particular medication, is CBD going to interact with that? The good news is what can happen is because CBD, which stands for cannabidiol, does degrade with the very same enzymes that many medications do, the same enzyme in the body, what often happens is that people can actually, with the help of their doctor, reduce the amount of medication they're taking. And so if CBD can really help that way, because then, of course, you're getting less side effect and there's less risk. But you're absolutely right. I have this pre-existing condition. I mean, I've had this problem with my heart. I had a pacemaker implanted at the age of 26, and I've only had, again, positive side effects from the CBD. So each situation is unique.
And the book, again, is CBD for Health and Wellness, questions you should be asking. And we're not asking those questions. We're assuming, and we know what assumptions, where assumptions take us in life, you know, not good at all. So let's go back to how someone, a newbie listening and saying, okay, I'm going to take the plunge. I'm listening to Rena. I'm committed. And Rena also makes incredible products. So how can people get the products, Rena, as well as get your free book?
On renasorganic.com, you can take a look at the entire product line and some very unique CBD products, also using other phytocannabinoids. So there are other herbs that help work on the body's endocannabinoid system. Although CBD is the strongest one, science is also showing some of the research that when you pair CBD with some of the other phytocannabinoid herbs, that it can actually activate the CBD. And I've seen wonderful results with that as well. And then, of course, just pure CBD, CBD tinctures, CBD powder, and the CBD pain cream, which is really my best-selling product. It even had a full-page feature in First for Women magazine with a woman who used it to get rid of her migraines with concussion. And that was that was an amazing story.
And she used the cream
on her head?
On her head? Yeah.
She put it on her head, and it was the first thing that worked in after months and months of pain and struggle.
I love this. I love this story. I can't think of a better way to end the show today with such hope, because you're filling us with such great information. The clinicals are there. The research is there. You just have to buy the right products. You have to find the right supplier. You have to find all the information. And I think, Rena, your story is inspiring to so many. It really is.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm just so grateful because I just really feel so many people reach out to me. And in fact, just right before this show, a woman just reached out to me who just was diagnosed with cancer, and she, you know, wants to talk about it. She's reaching out, and I just think so many people are suffering and struggling. It's wonderful if we can find support that can help us get through.
Absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us. We've got to run. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
You'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.